Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Creative Control with Vish Khanna.
Hey there, Vish here, host of Creative Control, obviously. This is actually me. It's not some sort of AI thing. I have an announcement to make, so I'm putting out a standalone episode because today, it's a first for the podcast. Today, I'm launching a 10-day Patreon membership drive for Creative Control with a goal of reaching $3,000 American in monthly support, which, as I'm speaking to you, is roughly five times the currently monthly support total on my Patreon. So ambitious to get to 3,000? Yes. Impossible? Well, I hope not, and I don't know. I don't know. That's what I want to do. I have faith in my people. I'm going to put this out there, and we're going to see what happens, and I'll explain what's going on. So here's what's happening. I mean, actually, you know what? Before I even tell you what's happening, let's just look at the math here. How do we get to 3,000 from where we're at? So really, as it stands, what I'm hoping to do is convince roughly 236 people who love Creative Control to commit to an annual membership on the Patreon that amounts to $10 US a month. Oh, and by the way, from now on, if I talk about a dollar amount because I'm using Patreon, I'm just assuming, I know I'm in Canada, you know I'm in Canada. Let's just assume I'm talking about an American dollar amount, okay? So 236 people roughly as I'm speaking to you at $10 a month annual subscriptions is what the goal is. Now 236 people is a really small amount compared to the number of times this show is downloaded and accessed each month. And assuming that it is mostly being listened to by actual people, reaching this goal of 236 $10 a month annual subscribers must be possible, right? I think it is. I want to find out. So to incentivize you and your friends to support this show financially, thanks to some of the wonderful labels and people that I know who have released some of my favorite records over the years, I have prize packs to give away during this campaign. So I plan to do random drawings of prize packs for my supporters every time we reach a target in sort of $500 increments. So if, actually, you know what? Let's say when. Let's not say if. Let's say when we reach a threshold like $1,000 a month, $1,000 of support a month, or $1,500 a month, or $2,000 a month, etc. Every time we hit one of those targets, I'm going to do a random draw. And I will give away these prize packs among my active Patreon donors until we get to that $3,000 goal a month. So these prize packs have been provided to me by the likes of You've Changed Records, Merge Records, Drag City Records, Rhino Records, Constellation Records, and Beggars Group, which is a label and a distribution hub. They oversee Matador Records and 4AD and Rough Trade and a bunch of other cool things. And in that particular case, just so I can, I know I didn't say who what all the other records were, but I will tell you that based on what I understand, for Beggars Group. The prize pack will include records by Yola Tango, Kurt Vile, The Breeders, Fucked Up, and Mdou Mokhtar. And if you know the show, you'll know those are all recent or past guests on this show, so that makes sense. So that's the deal. Random draws for prize packs every time we hit a threshold in the $500 incremental mode there. If you win a prize pack, you will have the option to pick your preferred physical media format where such options exist. If one of these companies says, oh, we only make vinyl or we only make CDs, I hope you'll understand. Most of them, I think, make at least those two formats. But when you win, I will reach out to you and we'll figure out what you want and how to get it to you. Okay. Oh, also, sorry, special thanks to author and music writer Mark Masters, who was on the show recently. He's contributing copies of his wonderful new book, High Bias, The Distorted History of the Cassette Tape, as soon as they're back in stock. His book is doing very well, which is awesome. As I mentioned or alluded to, Mark and I had a really great talk this year about the book. I love it. So in those five prize packs that I mentioned, all goes well, you'll also get a copy of High Bias, The Distorted History of the Cassette Tape. So thanks again to Mark Masters, who's been very lovely and supportive of me and this show. Okay, so who's eligible for these draws? I don't think I really clarify this. Here's what's going to happen. All Patreon supporters at the $6 level or higher will be entered into these random draws. New $10 a month donors during this 10-day campaign, which I should clarify, December 4th, I know some of you on the Patreon are hearing this maybe on December 3rd, December 4th to December 14th is what I'm thinking. And so new $10 a month donors during that 10-day span will receive two draw entries for their new pledge. So you become a $10 a month donor, you get not just one entry into these draws, you get two. Your name will be entered in twice. Now, new annual $10 a month donors during this 10-day campaign will actually receive four draw entries. So if you sign up for a full year of supporting this show at that $10 a month marker, as opposed to, you know, doing $10 one month at a time, you have the option to do a full year's worth or once one month at a time. If you do a $10 a month annual support thing, you will receive four entries for each of the random draws. So some incentive, I hope, to become an annual donor as opposed to just a monthly one. Both are, everything's appreciated. Don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to incentivize people to support the show in the most reliable way for me possible. Now, you can only win one prize each. If you've won a prize, you won't be entered into another draw. I hope that's understood. Every time we hit a milestone, like I mentioned, those $500 milestone things, I'll make all of the draw announcements via my and my show's social media accounts, specifically Twitter, Facebook, Threads, and Blue Sky, maybe a little bit of Instagram too, I guess. We'll see what happens. I will also do, and if you, I think you know where to follow me, but there will be a Linktree thing if you want to follow me to keep tabs on your preferred social media thing. My plan is also to do a random some random prize giveaways on social media throughout the campaign to reward new annual $10 a month members. So like I might say something like, oh, the fifth person to sign up for an annual $10 a month Patreon membership wins a copy of Julius Caesar by Smog on vinyl or something, because I have an extra copy or something like that. So look out for those as well. It's a lot of details. You with me? I know I'm talking a lot more on my own than I usually do. I hope you're bearing with me. As it stands, I have five prize packs to get us to that $3,000 milestone. But I actually have six prize packs in hand. So I need five to do what I said I was going to do, but I actually have six. So if by some miracle we surpass the original goal, I'll give away one last prize pack at the end of the campaign, at the end of the 10 days. Okay, so that's kind of the what and the how of all of this. Let me get into the why to explain what's happening. You know, why $3,000 a month? Like that, why? So basically, I need to make doing this podcast more of a job that I can depend on for income. If I can't do that, then I have to make some hard choices about how I spend my time and my energy and my working life to support my family. That's the primary goal here. My wife and I both work. We have since I began this podcast, so I've never relied on doing the show to make ends meet. I'm sure some of you looking at the Patreon from time to time might be like, how can he's obviously not living off the show. That's true. I haven't been. It's been a nice hobby that pays a little bit from time to time. But now I'm at a point in my life where I'd love to see this work contribute to our livelihood, my family and mine. So I landed on this campaign's goal, $3,000, because that just covers living expenses for my family. So like mortgage and utility payments primarily. That if I can, like if you can help me reach that goal, then I'll be able to cover our current cost of living in our house anyway. It doesn't, whatever, groceries and all that stuff. I mean, that counts. But again, we two working people, I'm trying to be straight with you here. I just want to be like, I'm doing something and it's covering our cost of living as a family, and I can live with that. Maybe I can't afford the latest the VCR or a telephone, but whatever. I'm working and I'm doing something I love, and my listeners are providing me with the ability to spend as much time as possible doing the work that I most love to do in a more relaxed manner, where I'm not juggling making a podcast with all my other work and life commitments. You may be asking, rightfully, if Vish needs money for doing the show, why doesn't he just monetize his podcast behind a paywall or something? Or you might be asking, or wondering, doesn't a podcast receive streaming royalties? I mean, if not, why are people making podcasts for free? It seems like everyone's doing it. Okay, so first of all, there are no streaming royalties for podcasts like there are for music. You've heard musicians say, I'm barely making a living off that. So I think it's a non-starter, but just to be clear, there is no streaming royalties for podcast makers. We make the shows, we put them on all the things, they take them, they make money somehow from audience shares and whatnot, but we don't get a thing. Unless you're on a level where like those companies offer you some sort of special contract to do your show, the primary source of income for podcasting that I'm aware of is crowdfunding like Patreon. My own reasons for doing this show for 10 years now without any kind of real business model, they're likely obvious to those of you who know the show and have heard me talk to people. This podcast and these conversations fulfill some desire of mine to share knowledge and insights, to share conversations that I get to have with creative people with you about those artists, those guests, and their recent works. I love doing it. I love to spread awareness about them and then also foster some sort of community among people like you who care about consuming such things and also making them. I know that my audience is full of musicians and artists and comedians and people who make things and also people who, like I say, just want to sort of enjoy those things as well. And I appreciate that. This is the work that I most love to do, and I've worked very hard at it. I always do, and I try to, and I hope that's come through. To interview my guests who have new releases or tour dates or whatever, and then hide that topical conversation behind a paywall, I don't think it serves them or their fans or my followers and my fans, as well as, you know, making sure that the conversation we have is accessible to everyone, everywhere. So that's why I'm in on this model of us creating this sort of content for free. I like to share things freely and openly as much as possible. So that's why I wouldn't put this show behind any particular kind of paywall beyond the Patreon perks that people get. That's what I've resolved to do. So yeah, like a lot of creative people and journalists, I've done the work I'm compelled to do while also tending to day jobs or managing freelance work and balancing everything the best that I can. I'm at a point now in my life where it feels like my time is tighter than it's ever been. I'm a bit exhausted, but I also don't want to give up doing the thing I love the most just because it makes me the least income of all of my endeavors. Again, you've heard musicians say this, and you've heard other artists say this. It's not unusual, but I'm here to tell you where I'm at right now and see if we can work together on something that makes this feel better. Because based on the notes I get from listeners or the messages I get from guests, the show I make is meaningful and it resonates. I know I believe in it. I know if you're listening this far into this, you believe in it. So I've launched this membership drive, this fundraising campaign to see if there's a chance that the show and this work can support me more than it does currently financially. Could I do the show less than I do? Now, I've tried this over the years, and the answer seems to be no. I prefer to do it weekly and support people with their projects or events when they're fresh, and I'd rather put episodes out consistently if I have the time. And that has meant long days, evenings, weekends to catch up on this show and get it out there. I just want to be clear. I'm not complaining. I've done this to myself, but I also look at the rest of my days and I think, man, if I could only be doing this at noon instead of midnight, I would probably be in a healthier state of mind. You know what I'm saying? So please keep this in mind. I hope this doesn't come across as complaining. I'm just sharing my reality with you. So yeah, I'd rather just keep the show going if I have time. Now time, speaking of time, of late, I have noticed more of a difference in the quality of the interviews, conversations I have. When I'm not squeezed for time, I can hear myself sounding more focused and at ease and concentrating on the interview itself. And I want to feel those feelings every time. But it can be harder to achieve that when I'm squeezing a conversation into my, during my lunch hour, when, by the way, I should probably be eating. When I'm trying to shoehorn these conversations in during my work day or late at night when I should likely be sleeping. So, yeah, I've launched a fundraising and membership drive to see if I can make a dream of making this show my sole focus every day, while still, tending to the responsibilities I have as an adult and as a parent. So if I can't do this show in a way that brings an income to sustain the work, I obviously have to make some decisions, some of which I'd rather avoid even having to think about. Do I keep doing the show the way I have been doing it, or possibly less, or possibly not at all? I'm not going to predict what's going to happen after this campaign or make any promises or threats right now. I think that's foolish. And I am optimistic about this. I am optimistic that people care about this show. Whether they care enough to support it financially, it hasn't been the case. But I don't think I've ever made a plea like this before. And I'm going to see what happens. So after the dust settles on this campaign, after 10 days, so around December 14th, 2023, did I say that right? I think I did. After everything's done, I don't want to sound melodramatic, I will listen to what the world is telling me about creative control and the work that I do, and then I'll make the best decision I can to support my wife and kids and my own attention span and energy levels and the joy I want in my life. I know I want to do this show, but like I say, if the world tells me it's not important enough or something for me to spend as much time as I have been on it, then I will try to listen and not just keep doing something that takes a lot of time and energy. And as much as it's a passion of mine, it's also a lot of work. And so that's where I'm coming from. So yes, in conclusion, this is basically a speech. Please support Creative Control during this Patreon membership campaign, this membership drive. I can't thank you enough if you already support the show financially. I will thank you a lot if you start to. And I hope you'll share this with others who know the show and like the show and just haven't had a chance to support it. And I hope this goes well, obviously. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening to this and for supporting this show over 10 years. I will talk to you very soon. Bye for now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.